consider the most modern type of web.
Again,
I want to use Outlook. That's the most popular.
Right.
But I want to have you know, I don't want to pay so much, so I get some other type of oil.
Right.
I want to mix it with shishim. Probably it's at the same time as the machine over now. And I mix it with shishim. Who's about to see, is that a problem? Or is that okay?
Do you want to mavatel the?
What's that feel about?
No.
Did the other oil into the Otafilo oil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there a problem in what is there? Like, is there a feel there? Or not? But then but it will be vatel, no? Is that a good trick?
So, what about the follow-up question? Why did they need the nice Hanukkah?
You can't have that.
Right.
That's the last thing.
Yeah.
But we don't hold from Hanukkah bottle when it's closer veneer. But we have to hold veneer.
But what about in the Mikdash?
Okay, I understand the question. But the whole veneer they did.
No, but Dinim de Rabbanon, certain Dinim de Rabbanon, we're not.
What was it?
In Shavuos for Mikdash.
The whole veneer is not it.
Come on, I'll give a shear on it. But... Come on, I can make a package for you guys.
So the point is that once you add too much of the bad oil, it's going to overtake it. The mysa. Whether or not you should or shouldn't do it, we can see it. And there's all, we say,
okay, maybe we should wait till we learn the halachas before we.
But
it's kind of
now.
Right, I know it's kind of now. If you want, I'll give a shear. Yeah, we had one in the other shear. Okay, I'll have to make a tashlum. Yeah. Okay. You got the shear from Monday? You got the shear. Okay, if you want, I can give a shear on Monday. But on Monday, we said we weren't going to have shear to make it. If you want a Hanukkah shear, I can make a Hanukkah shear. But, think about it. Let me know.
Good morning,
everybody.
I just want to ask really quick before we start, when is the Bechina again?
So we said the Bechina is going to be on December 8th. December 8th. And we said we would even do it maybe earlier to be able to have shear that day, but if you want, we don't have to, you know, maybe during the days that, during these times, we could have three times a week to it's have some of the regular shear, whatever, we can talk about that also.
I don't know if I can attend, but I'm not opposed to have shear, and I'll catch up.
Okay, I mean, it's always good when we're here, so this way we could ask you good questions.
I agree with that.
Right. Okay.
We were talking last time about the shop, so we just
yeah, right. Okay, so we did that, yeah. Right. Okay, so now we have to talk about Yavesh B'Yavesh by Issa D'Rabbanan. What's the din of Yavesh B'Yavesh by Issa D'Rabbanan? Let's take a look. Take a look on page 16. In the Shari Dura. Page 16.
Who wrote the Shari Dura?
Who wrote the Shari Dura? It's a
Rishon. Right.
I have the name in the, yeah, look it up, Daniel.
Rabbi
Yitzchak Ben Meir
Yuri. Okay. Rabbi
Yitzchak
15, Satori
Rabbi. I don't know. That's a... Yeah. And who was the Hagosh Shari doing?
The original
song? That some say is the Truma Sadashim. Okay, so let's see. Imu Dover Yovesh, La'osar Elu Darabanan, Afilu Nisarv, Afilu Sarv, Afilu Chad Bechad Mutter Bachila. So he says that if it's, that was till now we have then Chad Betray Botel and Shishim, but now they want to say that maybe there's a concept of Chad Bechad, that meaning that you just have one, two pieces, and you don't know which is which. So he says, if it's an Issa Drabonon, so maybe even Chad B'chad is... you have something, Beitza Shanol, well, that's not a good example. You have Chomichov of a Pesach, you know, with two pieces of bread. One is Chomei Shavuot Pesach, one is not Chomei Shavuot Pesach. So it's Chad B'chad. So you have to throw them both away. So he said, no, that it's Afil Chad B'chad Buta B'chil B'beiz B'nei Adam. He quotes that from the Or Zeruah. So you can give it to two different people and one is Chavais Maisa Shabbos, all types of Bishlachim, you know, and you give it to two different people.
How do you know which one is in there?
There's
no law. Well, who we have in the law, sir, Rabbanan. It's only us, Elmi Rabbanan. I feel it, sir, I feel it. Chad b'chad mutar b'chil b'ez b'ni
Adam.
It's not good language, but you're saying who Dover Yavish, which is Lo Aser Ella Midrabanan. Filasar Filchad Bachad Mutter Bachila Babes Bene Adam.
There's no way you can be talking about the Raisa?
It's talking about the Rabbanan.
The Raisa, yeah. No, but I'm not sure about one person. People make me say.
So he quotes here that it's a Dover Yovesh Chad B'chad, which is only also Midrabanan. Also Midrabanan, Vafil Sar, Vafil Chad B'chad is Mutar Bachila, if you have two Bnei Adam. So you need Chad B'chad and two people. But then there's another piece in the Shari Dura. The Lashon or Zerub, Mesech Zavod Zara, Imhu Dover Yovish, Lashon or Midrabanan, Yisarav Afil Chad Betray, with the Rechil Beis Ne'ad. So here he's requiring Chad Betray. So it seems to be, so this is the Stira that's asked from the two places, from both from the Ozarua, Shari Dura and from the Ozarua. So, and take a look here in page 17. Yeah, and you want to see it here. He'll make Moshe, you'll see it clearer. The Budover Yavish will also El Midrabanan. Okay? In the Sarah Afil Chad B'chad, Nir Beina, and Nir Mechamed Mutar Bachil. So he's saying Chad B'chad is mutter by the Siddur Rabbanan. So that's the first Ozer rule. He doesn't. So that's the question. What is the story by Nisid Rabbanan? By Yavish B'Yavish? That is the question.
I mean, this has anything to do with Raiv, or this is just like a Safik Drabbanan?
It's a Safik Drabbanan. Right, but it's more than that because it's not Rove. It's
it's Taruvais.
Yeah. Something about the Kula. But the question is, if you're assuming that you have to give it to two different people, so you need a Tliya, that each one could say.
One person surely could. Then you only need to give it away to one person.
Right, because you don't have a din middle. It's not, middle's only Barov, you don't have that.
So you don't need to give it to two people, you only need to give it to one.
Because then at the end of the day, yeah, but that's only when you have a bit of pencil. Right, but at the end of the day, he definitely ate both pieces.
That's fine. Rav also said that by the time
sure. But that's because over there, at least you had a real dibittle. Yeah, you don't have a dibittle. So it's had bakat. If you don't have a dibittle, maybe at least you need to. So the question is, Safik Drabbanan Kula B'Mokam Tarti D'Sasri?
Yeah, why do I have
to get it? So, but if you're one person, then you're one person. So you ate both of them. So you ate Avadai Issa Drabbanan, and it was a bottle. So who says you're allowed to do that? If you didn't eat both pieces, so then you have a dintlia. Then maybe with dintlia, you could. But then the other Orzaro says no, you need chatatray. So the shach asks the question: what's the? How do you resolve the steer? Whether chad is good with two people, or do you dafka need chatatray by this adramana? So let's look in the shach. Let's look in the Shach on page 19, Kuftes. So he says, so Shishim came and did. So what does the Ramah say? Let's see what the Ramah says. We said on Monday the shalom amino the emakiro. So then I feel yovish b'yovish. You need shishim. Kevin dimi vashleni. You think tam? As with the shach amio says the shach. Ki amino yovish b'yovish chavetrei botel. I feel midrabanon hani mil bim b'amino. Kevin dimi the rice. I feel lach b'lach beruva botel. So it can never come with day time. So you'll never need shishim. Shechi the kaimel amim b'minim svekel kulo came in. Lotzarach shishim al midrabanan. Who had the misad rabanan? He said, really, yeah. So he says, based on this, he says, we could resolve the stira. He brings two statements from the Orzarua. The Sasri Hadadi that contradict. The Isahos of Yahavi Dovi Yomish for Ozar El Mitra Bona feels Arfad Bhad Mutra Mahila, the Shnebri Adam, Orzarua, Akhal Shano, that's one. Ubaza Hakim Samachisa, Messiah of Zarim, who Dovish Law Ozar El Mitra Bona, Messiah of Havit Trade Mutra Mahila Shnebadon, Page to Israel of Goy. Tafim, Borzaragon, Akhal Shano. Right, so what's the answer? So it's talking about shalom b'mino, and you won't be able, and it's not nikar. Because nifrach lachatichas dachos shirulei taran, dachos of Yisrael going to Shem Yisdam and the Israel of Pivshal Yisrael mchur hadover sheyargis isha sheino kitab shal heter sheino mino. You can't search even only. Okay, so that's how he answers. That if it's min v'mino, then all you need is chad b'chad. If it's min v'sheinu mino, then you need chad b'trech. So then it's really bottle. Because then you'll be able to margish the tam by chad by min v'sheinu mino. And then it's mechur hadover. So then they wanted you to at least. You should have a real dimbittle. So then it's really bottle, even if you're marriage to Tam, and then you'll give one to one Israel, one to God. And then he says, "Gintzer kinyan much kosev harav." That's the Ramad. They tchiluk bechol zeh ben mitzvah rabbanu d'main lo zeh. B'chum idivei rav hagos raydur d'isud rabbanu shalom mina bottle barov. Yeah, correct. Okay, so now let's like take a look. There's a piece here in the Pre-Chadash. Let's see what the Pre-Chadash says.
But
with him, he rejects the other whole culture. He explains this here, but he doesn't actually ask. Yeah. Well, so it says the Pre-Chadash on page 21. The Dod, the Had the Yovish Biyovish Mimbashin Humino, easily bitul Bashishim. If Yovish Biyovish Mimbashin Humino is bottle Bashishim. That's only when you can't tell the time of the Isser. So that it's a Mimashen Amino, it's Yavish Biyavish, it's part of the Shishim. Although Eagle make a time, the Chatich blew a Michalov. Shenesrov and Sarim Chaticha Zacharis. So you have a Chaticha that's blue Michalov. So that's what? Bosom Michalov? Yeah. So it's Arvim Chaticha Zacharis. And we say you don't have a, you know, just the regular, you know, regular, hamburgers that we were talking about. One is a basam chalav, and one is just regular hamburgers. So you have, say, two kosher hamburgers and one basam chalav hamburger. So So would you say it's batal? So he says.
Was it two
basa b'chalav? Yeah, two kosher, one basa b'chalav. Two hamburgers, plain hamburgers, and one.
Why is it any different?
Yeah, right, so you could both be able to taste basa b'chalav. So then maybe that's not batal.
Only basa b'chalav is there. Why is there one? Doesn't for
Daraisa
it has to be mother and child?
No, such thing.
It needs to be cooked.
Cooked. Oh, Kli Choleves. Oh.
Very, very.
So you have a milchik spoon that got this arev with other spoons, Shabasa. So you have a meat spoon.
There is going to be meat.
Yeah. And you can't tell the difference. So you'll be able to, because it has time chalav, so it should, so the same idea. Behind God, the eagle make him a time to serve how the is the nicker, she ain't no bit. Says Drum Elohim Kilorim the Ayin Vakonim Uburim. So he likes what he's saying. He likes
is there ever him give it?
In this case, yeah. It's not going to be bottle barrel. It's not going to be bottle.
There's no way to get rid of the time. And you don't use Nikar because of the time. Why is this Nikar because of the time in Yavish? Why is it obvious?
Well, if you taste, the assumption is if you eat it, a hamburger that has milk in it, you'll be able to taste the milk. If you eat a hamburger that doesn't have the milk, you won't be able to taste different. So when you get that hamburger that has...
Even though I'm unable to separate it out now, we can't actually taste it. That still makes it nikar. It makes sense, but I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, so he's. Let's see what he says. He sends you now to Kuf Bey. So let's look at page 22, Kuf Bey. Because you know...
Yeah.
In other words, if it's fleishik and milkik and fleishik, so the milk you can taste the tam milk. If you have a basa b'chalav in one piece and the rest don't, so then it's nicker that this tasting is basa b'chalav.
Let's say it is basa. Let's just go on the assumption that it's basa for a second. Does that mean that because it's nicker, because you taste it, that you have to stop eating it once you say, oh, this one tastes different? Or you're saying, no, it's basa, even though you can taste it, so therefore you
eat it. So it's not basa.
It's not basa. It's nicker.
Nicker, so then it's not basa. You can't taste it.
Even if it's official, when someone comes in, you forget what piece of the other, and someone comes in and says, this is the other piece of the other.
So he goes back now to the machlokas we had between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. If you have Rabbi Medica writes, you see, Rashba says, if by Kalim will bottle, right? If some Treif Kli got in the other Kalim, so it's bottle. And the Ra'ah says, no, it's the Nikar Issa. Page 22. So the Ra'oz war was something different. The Ra'oz war was that since you could taken out through Hagol. Ra'ozvor was not because of the din of taste. Ra'ozvor, he called it Nikaritis because you could do Hagol.
You could separate.
Right. Because he says, right. In other words, that's a different thing that we say. For Ra'ozvor, Benekabai is Sisigal Rash. But the time Machuina, Ika, the Elo Bittol, the din of the Rashba that the kelim are batel is if you have and one kli that was cooked nevela in it. Well, it's all basar, all flesh. You have two kosher pots that you cook kosher meat, and one you cook nevela meat. And now you got mixed. So sarv came achem shal basar shkuta. Now remember mino. Tafilim b'drabanan chad betray batal. So it should be chad betray. Well, the Ara Cholevis, but say you had a milchit pot and two fleshic pots. So Arav Ara Shalbasar, a field b'shishim karas l'batel b'shem de'efshad osel de Yisura and Arayis and the Dom b'shtam shemo b'shem kem b'yosu b'nei yom and osel de time and have Yisura and Arayis. So he says that that's also Nikar Yisur. Because he's saying that because it's nicker if you cook in the pot, you'll taste milk. One pot, the two fleshic pots, you have three pots. Two are fleshic, one is milk, but now you have mixed together, you don't know which is which. So we say the din of the Rashba of Bato, Chad Betray Bato. So he says no, because that's only a chad betray batel. It'll only be if you have three pots. One, you cook treif meat. Two, you cook kosher meat. So now it's batel. But it was there's no way of differentiating. It's both meat. But if you had one milked pot that got mixed in with fleishik, so he had two fleshic pots, so then he says that's not going to be batel. Right. The kosher also said, Dimkein ledvar hein chahatil vashal plishal isu bevelo ki'im basar davim min b'mino. So now, what's the story? You have three pots, two kosher meat, one treif meat. So now we're saying that it's bottle, right? He says, "Dimkei l'dvarav ein l'hatel vashal b'tlishol is nevel ki imbaser davi min b'mino aval vashal kitnis yirakas osim shem da osim le'etayim of tam kikin deraisa."
Right.
So if you're going to say use the pots for vegetables, so if you're going to use it for vegetables, right? So then you're going to have tam basa, but the question is, but you don't know, but it could be kosher tam.
It's the same
tam,
right? No, it's not about the.
The Imkei Ledvarav. In other words, he's saying that if you could, in other words, the Pre-Chadosh is asking, if you want to say this Svara, that whenever there's Tam, so then that's called Nikar Iser. Well, Kar Cholim Shazar Kadesh, Allah, Afil Mashishim, Karzal. Well, Vashal kidney is Yivokas also Mishum Dosal Hitaima. The time Kikir Darais, Yivashal Lomar came with Dasa Rashma. The Rashma never said such a thing. Ashes of the Rashma, you could, once it's bottle, you could use it for anything. But if there, it was really true, the Rashma should have differentiated. So, I don't know. If it'll nice, it's bottle. Let's see what he's going to say. The time around the equal chalik menayim, the Mishnah of Klisha Levela, the Shem Tsar, Bekele, Machayim, Ksheirim, Mikhail, the Hechet, the Gufa Isser, Atzmo, Yavish, Yavish, Mivatal, Beruba, Afil, Bidrabana, Toshokain, the time of Balu, Bekele, Shemadin, Hushay's bottle. Right, in other words, you're saying by the milk case, you could, you know, it's milk. So you can't say that the milk that you can use for fleishig, because the milk, the tam is nicker. But here, it's all meat. It's all meat. So if it's all meat, so what are you going to cook one of them in vegetables? But that meat, tam is bottle. That's what he's saying. See, in the case of the milk, the milk will always be nicker than it's milk. So then you can't use it for meat. So that's what he writes in the end. Sof dover. We see at the end here. Shem klishal iser nesad b'keilim achayim shal heter.
Oh, yeah.
Lefkaun bar. Sof dover. Im klishal iser, if you have a klishal iser, shetzar bekelim hechem shel heter. Meiser heter, below bekelim have a member mino. Im kein leker lemeikam a taima. So that's going to be a machlokas. Rashba the Ra'a, because the Ra'a says it's another type of nikar iser, because of hagala, not because of the sin of tam. And Rashba says that's mutter. And that's how we pass it. He says, "V'roy lahashos hakelim atchelo yeh b'nei yomim daz like el zera dalmim b'davonim shtabush b'hucha." He says, "Oh, it's good to at least wait till 24 hours." But really, it's bottled right away. But wait, when afal chatchil samchil shaper asfos harash b'lahatz esharish b'nei kevi shenim b'nei yomim. Well, is the head to Balu became have been ashamed of me? No, how come him claw after the ever did lost from Fav Enum Bene Yoman in Latiru claw? I make him was a Enu Elamin Hamat be him.
Why
is it a Ben Yomo problem? Because by Enum Ben Yomo, there's a hashash that you'll use it when it's Ben Yomo, and then when it's Ben Yomo. It'll be Nikar Heser. So according to this, then we have a big problem here. Because the case that I always give you is that you're eating dinner, right? This happens every once in a while. You're eating dinner, and all of a sudden, you're eating the chicken, you're killing the chicken, and your wife says to you, "We're using milk cutlery, my mistake." Okay, so stop. Take it away. So now what's... So you put it aside. And then I always give you the case that the cleaning lady comes and puts it back. So what's the story there? That's Mimashay Namino. Because it's Basa Mechalov with just chalav or just basa, depends which drawer she put it in. So if you say like that, then you, according to this pichadash, you're in trouble. Because we don't usually have a case in our homes that there's a treif. It's usually not going to be, you know, yeah, I mean, once in a while there's some scandal, you know, that they sell treif.
Maybe you bought something that usually has a
hechsher. Yeah, right, but that's usually, that usually doesn't.
My wife bought something that always has a hechsher. And she's looking, she's like,
yeah.
Sometimes
the butchers, they come out. No, every 20 years, there's some scandal that goes on. I can tell you all the scandals that went on best.
Every category of looking
scandals. So what usually happens, the case that usually happens is that you mixed in the dishes, meaning you used milk or cutlery with fleishig and vice versa. That's the case that usually will happen in a good Jewish home. You know, if you make a mistake once in a while. So then what's going to happen is, so we would say, usually we would say bottle. But he said, no, because that's a mimshei aminu. Right. So if you're saying that if you're working with this far, that's called nikar iser. Right. So you'll be able to taste. The other question is, what if when you first made the mistake, it was already. One second. It was already the milk and kale were already ate of benyom. So when you put it there, you never had a situation where it was always. So then you only taste meat. It was the milk taste, right? So there was maybe he's only being mocked there if. In a case where it could have, you know, when you originally took a milk a fork that was ben yomo, and then you mistakenly put it in fleishig, so now you can taste, you'll be able to taste that that's going to be awesome chalav. So it says, even if you wait the 24 hours, it doesn't matter because it's zera, so it's not going to be batel. But our cases are usually. The milking thing was, you know, it could happen, but it was ready. So then when that happens, it's only a taste of meat. So maybe even the pre-chadish would, you know, as he says, what's his lashon? Let's have a little. Israel had to have a little became a member shayna minu. Ain't the hakel behem klaaf bediyevit. But maybe he's talking about when they were originally, those, you know, benyomos, so they had a tam basim khalaf. So then he says, and then you put it aside, and then you put it in. So then we say, they say the bottle, because at the time that it originally happened, it was Nikar Issa. So you have to say, in other words, he's saying a big chumrah here, the Pichadash, with Bittul Kalim. But I'm wondering whether that chumrah only was when it originally, and you originally made the mistake. It was both ben yomo, so then it was, and then the town was nikar, so that it's not going to be batel. And then even if you wait the 24 hours, we say that's also not good because some type of xera. But if it originally, when it had it, it was a milk fork that was ate of ben yomo, and then by mistake you were eating fleishiks with it, so then maybe that situation they would. You ever say Harav Kata? That's what I want to claim, but maybe he would be mafra in that case. Yeah.
If he had
a milk and fork that was Eda Binyomo, and then by mistake he used it for dinner to eat your meat. So then I'm wondering that maybe the Sudea was never Nikarisa because they're only once Eda Binyomo, so the milk doesn't, you don't have a taste of the milk anymore, it's only a taste of the meat. And you're not going to go there out to, you only can go there when you made it. That's what I would think. Which also would be make things better. In other words, he's saying a very big chumrah, but then maybe he could say a chul at the counter that chumrah. Yeah.
I'm just in trouble to go on for the understanding this. And that's only then the Ravana. The point of Bechadash is never about that. And I'm what am I missing? He's saying, which the Shach tells us, that we ask him, means that it has different time. That's what Mimishayomino means, even by Yavesh. So if that's the case, then there's no such din of Mimishayomino Mishisham with Bechadash, because it's always Dikar Messer.
Mimishayomino Mishisham. So is Nikarayas, huh? That's by Yavish Biyavish.
Yeah. Right. And so according to Bihaj's Khumra, there's no such thing as Mimshaimino Batel by Yavish Biyavish. Because the town will be Batel and it'll always be Nikar. I don't understand. He's just holding on the Poskim. It sounds like.
No, well, you have the other Haiti, you had those three Haiti Timpsons, so say, you don't know which one, like you shafted three things and you don't know.
But that's
not a meaning still. No, it's different meaning.
Is there a meaning? So then
you need Shishim, you need Shishim. But he's saying that if it's Mimishay Namino, so it's Nikra Isser. So when it's Nikra Isser, it's that Mimishay Namino is Nikra Isser. So yeah, so it's Nikra Isser, so that's not, yeah. So he's saying that he's going against what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Batel B'Shishim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a correct understanding?
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I understand. How do you go against all the people and all the other people? They didn't have to go by.
He says, Da the Hadu Yavish, he writes it on page 21. He says, Da, if they bid the Mashishim, Dafka Mashal, Oya Dia, will the Midkar Issa, make them make him a time of the Isra.
But that's not Mashinobino.
Shah said, Mashinobino means, and they're going to make him a time of the Isra. So if you have Mimashinobino, no, because you don't know, say you did a bad shechita. You did two or three different species of animals. You did a bad shechita, one of them. But you don't know which one.
But maybe shechita, but the different animals, they taste different.
Right.
So they say, maybe shechita, but it's part of the shechita. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Right, one second. Right, so we don't know which, but when we have a situation when one is basa b'chalav.
It's different.
But we also know that that's the issa. Here, we, in the different species, we don't know which is the issa. I messed up the shkita of the species, but I don't know which species I messed up the shkita on. And now they're all massaric. So that's b'mishinu b'shish. But if I know the possible, when it's possible chalav, I know that's the problematic.
So in the first case, it's b'mishinu
b'shish,
but I don't know which time is the time of
Israel. Right.
The second case, b'mishinu b'shish, where I know a
different
time is the time of Israel. Right. And so therefore, in that case, it's nikar because when I find the right time, I'm reading, this is the best of a hope. I know that.
Right.
The other one, I can never tell because it all tastes normal.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Bechadash. Interesting form.
Yeah.
I told you what they say from Rav Lichtenstein that he never saw a problem star of the Bechadash.
You what?
Rav Lichtenstein, that's how. Said he's never seen a krum svara in the Pri Chadash. So whenever I learn a Pri Chadash, make sure I take it seriously. Because Rav Aaron says it's very good. He's glatt. Pri Chadash is glatt. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I think we officially finished this packet. It for the Yantif, for the Pechadas, all these things. Okay, so how are we going to do it now? We want to do my original plan, have the Bechina on December 8th.
On Monday, yeah.
And this way we won't have on Monday. And, there's some famous pieces, we'll get to them, you know. And Bittul Machanika, we'll do them when we get to those sugis, I guess. And should we have Shir that day or not that day? Okay, maybe it's probably better. You can have Shir on Thursday. I'll give you a Shir on Wednesday. It's not never good to do too much at once.
You just
have the Bechina on
Wednesday
at the
normal time,
and then Thursday after
Shir.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
make it. Yeah, make it through the Bechina. We'll have it here. And those that want to come in person, it's always those that can't come, we'll have you on Zoom. Be an oral Bechina. That's my Shita. It's the old minig of the. Well, all smicha mechivas were always oral in the world. Smicha, so. Yeah, here's the bokeh. Yeah, Rabbi Peretsky wanted me to sit in on his mechivas. He always used to say to me, he saw that his mechivas were to see what people know, not what people don't know. Meaning, you can always find the idea that somebody doesn't know. The question is to see what the fellow who he's the sugi is learning it to see how he understands. I can always find a sugi that you don't know. You know, so that was his shita. You should, I want to see what you know, not what you don't know. That was what he said. And Peretsky was a Talmud in Radin. He had Chofetz Chaim Sichos.
That's not.
And the next time you go to the Morg Shul and you look at the Bima, you know, the covering of the Bima, you'll see even his name, Shraga Feivel Peretsky Habokhin. He was, Chaval Al Davdin. A long time. He lived in the Bronx. Okay, about to talk about. Okay, it's good to see everybody. Should have a good rest of Hanukkah. Should be good.
And thanks, Rabbi. You too. So just to clarify, you're saying no shear on Monday?
No shear Monday, no shear. And Wednesday we'll have the bechina, and Thursday we'll have shear. So at least we won't go the whole day without the whole week without a shear. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you. Freilich and Chanukah.
Freilich and Chanukah to all.
Rabbi Chanukah Sameach, Lachen Eretz Yisrael. Sameach, Sin for Shabbos, Mem for Mila, Ches for Kiddush HaChodesh.
Oh, okay.